into his box. He just runs right in the pack. I wonder if he's got damage. Look at that tire. Almost went into the crowd as well.
Almost went onto the front straightaway. Elio trying to get sneaky. And then...
Maury Rose, the two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
We are joined for a special episode this morning by Bo Lemassis, owner of Five Trucks, owner of the Crosley brand, driving this weekend here in Nashville in the Stadium Super Truck Series. We've got IndyCar on track right now. I got to ask first off, what's it like in your truck in this insane, tight street circuit?
First off, it's a lot of fun, you know. You're busy, meaning you're either in the air or you're working on the next corner. And, you know, you would run ARCA or Camping World Truck and stuff, which is really, really full-on elbows-up racing. But Stadium Truck is, it's a war. And it's just like, it's motocross. That's all it is motocross with four wheels. So to have Rick Johnson, Jeff Ward, Jacob Abel, these are motocross guys. I'm a motocross guy. It is just so, it's so raw. It's just cool.
So yesterday after your first race, you got out of the car, slammed the beer down, got back in the truck. That was probably the moment why I went, these guys are awesome. How much fun was it after the race? Were you exhausted? Was it just like, was it draining?
It was hot. Yesterday it was warm for sure, but now I don't think you even feel it. And then, so the race is just a little bit of adrenaline. Again, it's just like motocross. So when it's over, I was up in some turn, and every lap in that turn, I was always sideways, and I could see them people. So I stopped, and I got out of my truck, and they were going nuts. So somebody said, "Hey, Bo, you want a beer?" And I'm like, "Oh, I need a beer." So that's just fun. All good. All good.
That's awesome. So where else do you guys race?
Yeah, so our next one is going to be Long Beach.
Okay.
In September, so that'll be a Crosley Brands Stadium Truck with Robbie Gordon. After Long Beach, I know personally I'm going to do the next two races in Australia. I think we go to New Zealand, and then we go to Sydney. So I just got married, and the new wife, she loves it. And but I think we'll probably have at least one more after Long Beach in the U.S.
Okay.
I just don't know where.
Sure.
So, and then we'll be back. Hopefully, we'll be back in February down at Daytona.
Okay.
So, you know, this thing just keeps growing. But the neat thing is we're letting the fan base dictate what we do, you know. The fans really respond to this stuff. It's like they're here to watch the Indy guys, but when they see these trucks going 200 foot in the air, they're like, wow.
That's what I was going to say. Having you guys paired up with IndyCar brings a whole new group of fans to you guys.
At the end of the day, if you can increase what that consumer's getting for his ticket,
absolutely,
right?
Yes.
The ticket probably costs you $50 to get in here. Why not give that consumer more value?
Absolutely.
And that's what Crosley does. We try to make it better for the consumer, and we have fun, and these trucks are nothing but fun. And I think the fans sit there and say, hell yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
we love it.
Nothing but great things.
Yeah,
they were like,
fun.
We didn't even know they were here, but we are so glad they were.
Yeah, so the other day I took my truck out on the interstate.
We heard.
And, just about that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I had to go to I had a meeting at the fairgrounds. And I couldn't find a cab. I called Uber. I thought, well, hell with it. I'll just get in my truck. And Leslie and I worked together. And she said, well, Bo, let's just take it on the interstate. I said, Leslie, are you sure? And she said, hell yeah, just man up. Let's do it.
Her face says something very different right now.
She's from L.A., and people in L.A. are pushy. And I said, well, that's how she rolls. So I did it. And it worked out well.
It worked out for you. Yeah. A few stops along the way. It's fine.
A few stops. A couple beers.
It's fine. It's all fine. We made it back. We're here.
So, you know, like yesterday, there was one section where I just couldn't get in. I was sliding too much, getting in and out. And that's when I would stop and have a couple beers. And it's just like playing golf. At first, you're a little nervous. After 2 or 3 beers, you start putting better.
I could totally make this corner.
It was the same thing for me yesterday. After three, I was money. I was spot on.
I love everything I hear. So, obviously, it's we have to ask at some point. You have some fun at Mid-Ohio after the first race. What was listen, we've seen the video. I was there. What was that about? What happened? And is everything all good now?
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate two engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
I have no comment.
Well, we all enjoyed the video. All right, let's see here. How are we doing on time? Okay, we got a couple more minutes. IndyCar's on track. Have you gotten to watch any of the practice qualifying so far? What do you think about these cars on track right now?
These are the men. Don't get me wrong. What we're doing in these trucks is fun, and I've got some good athletes. The motocross guys are really doing well. But IndyCar guys, look, they're one step down from F1, and they are bad to the bone. I love Indy, and I like driving the Indy cars. I drive a little bit of Indy Lights. But I wouldn't want – I mean, this place is a concrete jungle. And by that, anywhere you get it wrong, you're going to hit the wall. And this isn't Mid-Ohio where you've got runoff, you got kitty litter. Guys, these are nothing but, you know, concrete jersey barrier. And it don't give. So these Indy guys have got – what today's moto is like 80 laps?
Yes.
That is a war. I wish the heck I could do it, but – whoever wins the Indy race, whoever makes that podium, well, let me just say this. The guy at the top, he probably didn't fall there, you know?
Right.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's
there
a good
you
one.
Go.
Yeah. Always close.
I was thinking it.
I better one of them. Always thinking one more, you know?
So you also race with guys like Jeff Ward, Matty Brabham, Robbie Gordon. What's it like racing with guys from so many different disciplines of racing?
Well, that's obviously for me, I'm humbled by it. To be in a moto with Rick Johnson or Jeff Ward or Robbie Gordon, for that matter. I mean, I'm not a huge Robbie fan. He was a decent NASCAR guy. I'm kind of a cup guy. And Robbie was okay. I was talking to Sterling Marlin last night, and you know Sterling's voice is all groggling. He said, yeah. He goes, I used to run with Robbie. And Robbie's a dirty one. I said, Sterling, Robbie's a good guy. I said, Robbie's my buddy. And Sterling goes, yeah, he'll knife you. But I said, Sterling, you got to let it go. So then I called Kenny Schrader. Schrader said the same thing. So there's rumors, Robbie, but I personally like Robbie a lot.
All right. I don't even know how to follow up with that one. I've got nowhere to go with that one. We are completely stumped.
I apologize to her too.
She's shaking her head in the background, similar to how my wife does when I say something insane, which happens about once a day. Congratulations, by the way, on being newly married. You did Mid-Ohio this year. You were St. Pete at the beginning of the year. Do you like the street circuits or the Mid-Ohio type tracks more?
I like the, from a safety perspective, you like being on a purpose-built racetrack, right?
Yeah.
And, but from a just raw, fun, street circuits are bad to the bone. Meaning you're going through downtown Nashville. I mean, or we're downtown St. Pete. In a few weeks, you're doing Long Beach. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a racetrack I didn't like.
Yeah.
I like to look at racing, and I call it good and better.
That's the way I like
good
it.
Good and better.
That's the way I like it.
All right, last question. We asked Robbie about this in the press conference last night. We know it's probably not smart to have a jump on the bridge. But if you were the decision maker, would you put a jump on the bridge?
I would put two of them. I'd put one on your way up the bridge, and then when you get to the top, I would hit that sumbitch, and I would float down, and then I'd do it on the back on the return. Can you imagine the crowd? Because with the elevation change, you'd float maybe 400 or 500 feet. Now, guys, that's what I call a show. And remember, we're here for one thing. We're entertainers. We're part of the circus. The drivers, the clowns. And the further the clowns jump, the more the crowd sits there. And so, yeah, I think it'd be good. And there's no reason Robbie couldn't put a parachute on the back of these trucks. And if you did get up too high, just pull the cord. Perfectly acceptable.
This is a new form of racing. Right. Parachute trucks.
We just created it.
Parachute trucks.
Perfect.
It's great.
We're going to wrap it there because that it has to end right at that point.
Hi, listeners. We wanted to take a moment to tell you about another podcast from Evergreen Podcasts and Sound Talent Media called Pit Lane Parlay. Pit Lane Parlay is the go-to podcast for IndyCar and motorsports-related news. Each episode, we discuss things like our favorite drivers, news clips from the last week, and generally giving each other a hard time about predictions we've made in the past and or life stories that have come up recently. We really have a lot of fun with it and really enjoy each other's company, and we hope you can come join us too. Join Pit Lane Parlay by following us on your favorite podcast today.